Broadcasting from Studio G in West Hollywood, California, it's Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk Holiday Special.
You're invited to our end-of-the-year holiday party panel. We rant about Christmas parties, examine the Forbes list for the highest-paid celebrities in 2016, and we have an exclusive Grant's Rants Goop Gift Guide gift swap, and someone is awarded the new and prestigious Barbara Walters Award. Grab a cocktail, because this party starts now. Let the ranting begin. It is the end of the year holiday party, and we have a panel full of former co-hosts here to talk about end of the year festivities. We're giving out a new award, the Barbara Walters Award, for not knowing when to hang it up. So this is a big show. Let's discuss, and let's introduce who's here. Co-hosting with me tonight is Blake.
Hi, Blake. I'm here. I'm in the house. Blake, I'm so excited.
You've been on a lot of the shows. 11, 13, 15, 30, and now this
I'm basically a permanent co-host. Yes. Look at that.
You've been on a lot, especially the panels. You like the panels.
Yeah, it's turning into Blake's Rants.
So you're going to hold it down with me because we've got a lot of people to introduce.
We do, and a lot to talk about.
On the straight and narrow on the show. We'll try anyway. Who knows? The Thanksgiving panel was off the rails. Which was a
Is
fun,
that a challenge?
It was a fun challenge. That was a champagne-fueled episode, 100%.
Mm-hmm. I see no other way, Grant. That sounds fantastic.
From episode number one, the very beginning, 8, 25, and 38, it's Christy Olsen.
Oh, hey.
Hey,
hey, we have the Chardonnay flowing.
Yes.
We're going to just take that Thanksgiving panel and show them what's up.
Okay, I like it. Especially if we can invest the numbers, because they're good. I want even more. I have a certain number I want to get to.
Oh, I'm all about the numbers, honey.
So, all right, let's do it. Yes. And let's talk to Noah Silverman from 8 and 15.
How are you?
I shout out the numbers because I want you guys to, who are listening, if you like these voices or you hate them, go back and listen to the episodes. It's like, you know, good cross-promotion. That's why I say it. So, I mean, it's very, you know, just to keep it all very conclusive in whatever I'm saying. Yes, Fern Rone is here from 15, 24, and most recently, number 39.
Aww, hi!
Fern, you were supposed to be on that Bid Chat episode. That still hasn't happened.
Oh, it was a debacle, but it was fun. Yes. We had fun.
Yes, and a little shade on them.
Shade.
Let's do that. And for episode number 42, our Thanksgiving panel, Jesse D'Angelo is here.
Hi, I was going to say the only other one I've done is a Thanksgiving panel, so I guess this is a redemption one for you.
That was a good show. Yes. And let's introduce our last co-host. Yes, there are many people here. Jay Ellis for episode number 43.
I just stayed in the building because I was here last week. So I've just been here the whole time waiting for this episode. That is mine. Yeah.
I love it because we have from episode 1 to episode 43 and now episode 44. And here we go into this great panel episode for the holidays. But let's talk about a few things. But first, I need to give my rant of the day.
Rant of the day.
I'm giving a solid rant to these tired, ugly sweater parties. I'm so sick of hearing about people going to the parties and having to see the pictures. A family member of mine has one of these every year, and every Christmas I have to hear about who drank what, who wore what sweater. They all wear the same things. It was cute maybe like 8, 12 years ago. You know what I mean? I feel like it's so overdone. It's just like, it's cool. I'm not interested. I don't even own an ugly sweater. What do you think? What do
you
think
of sweater? Of course you don't.
No. There was one ugly sweater that my dad had, but it wasn't for Christmas. But it was of a golfer on a putting green, and the guy had no face. It was a really ugly, ugly sweater. But it wasn't appropriate for Christmas. I'm not behind these parties, these ugly sweaters. I think, like, this party, we all look good. I said formal attire. You have to come dressed up. You know, if you're going to get dressed up, you might as well. I mean, it's the holidays, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder every once in a while.
Who started the ugly sweater? Like, who decided that that was a thing? Who was like, let's all look the worst we can and promote that?
Yes. It's so tired to me. I'm just, it's not novel anymore.
Yeah, Jay and I were actually texting about this 3 hours ago.
Yeah. Really? I'm like, I'm like, so happy it's not an ugly sweater party. Like, thank God.
And I said, you know, if I want to wear an ugly sweater, I'll wear it whenever I want on my own time. Yeah, I don't need it to be a themed event. Like,
no, we're taking pictures. I'm not getting ugly sweater.
That's just it. Like, it's too easy of a theme. Like, let's get creative.
Yes.
You know? Well, one guy, I just saw a meme online. He wore a sweater and taped a mirror.
Yeah.
To his chest. So it's like, oh, so that's if you're going to still have a party, you got to step it up. Like, yeah. Think outside the box.
Yeah, I should respect that.
Yeah. Now, because it's so, they made it so easy. You can go to like any store and just get one of like it's like a printed to make it look like a sweater design. Like
it's not naturally ugly.
That's what I don't like about
it. Buy an ugly sweater from Target. By
it's the ugly stereotype, which is it really ugly? I don't know.
Yeah,
that's a whole other consumerism conversation.
We have just gone so deep. I know. Episode.
You didn't even know.
Let's take a swift turn then to Forbes Celebrity 100, the world's highest paid celebrities in 2016. And I enjoyed looking at this list because there are people on this list that I hate, of course. There are people on this list that I like. So it's like, we're all going to have an opinion. So let's go through the list. Let's take a look.
Let's do it.
Yes. Yeah,
so if there's anyone younger than me, I'm going to be...
Automatically hate.
Number 10, Rush Limbaugh. Is anyone here into him? Because apparently he's credited with having a lucrative gig as a scribe for America's Patriotic Youth.
What?
Who are these people?
Yeah, who is this patriotic youth?
Who are these people? I don't know anyone that tunes into Rush.
Especially
what
you.
What channel is he even on?
I don't know.
He's on some I'm sure it's like an AM talk complain station. But like, who's this youth?
It's like the five people under the age of 60.
Well, the youth, they're bringing in $79 million. They're crediting this with the election season, whatever.
These are like conservative millennials or like what?
I guess they're very wealthy conservative millennials.
Okay, I guess that has to be.
Well, and you know, for all these years, it's been so easy to discredit Rush because it's like he's a right loony, you know, just don't even pay attention to him. And now with the whole Trump situation in this country, it's like, damn it, if he doesn't, you know, rise to the top yet again and really become this leader that he wanted to be, used to be, the media, you know, wizard that he wishes he was, it's like, it's horrible. It's, I can't take it.
Well, he's looking like he's in the middle of politics these days, like in the middle compared to some of the crazy things we've been seeing. But let's not go there. Let's talk about Adele at number 9, 80.5 million.
This one I can get behind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Christy, I'm kind of with you. I'm a little like...
Like, I get it. Everyone loves you. You're great. You sell out more shows than anybody. Good job.
Yeah. But she's a mother.
Wait, she had a kid.
She's pregnant with her second, I think.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, her album went diamond, and so she's, you know, I always said she had, that's a real thing.
Well, it used to be a real thing in our day when people actually bought albums.
Yeah.
Diamond, platinum, digital version of full CDs.
Yeah, I mean, what, you know, I always said, and I've said on this show before, Adele is very talented, but she's just not my thing. She's just not for me. I mean, you know, I'll take the Glory album at number one any day. Yes. Yeah, I know, right? Grammy nominated Glory.
Sold.
Never happening. All right. Number 8, boring, some FIFA player of the year, Lionel Messi. I don't know. Who's that?
Lionel Messi.
I know I see that name on the back of jerseys. Yeah. Still don't care.
I heard you say FIFA. I thought you were about to say Fifi Dobson or something. I'm like, what?
Can I just share a story about him? I have a brief story. So,
oh, you know him. All right.
So the Boo has a like a football... video game, and Lionel Messi is on the cover of not only the actual case of the game, but like when you turn on the game, it's like him like in action. And I feel bad for the guy because every single photo they have of him is like this awful malformed facial expression. He's like in action, and every time I'm like dying for him, and I tease him every time. I'm like, this poor guy, all this money, and he can't get a good photo. Like, what's happening here?
It's terrible.
Well, that's really probably where the majority of his income came from.
Yeah.
Like Kim's Hollywood app. Not to bring her up. Sorry.
Kim.
Sorry.
That is taboo for.
I know. I'm gonna be cut.
It's taboo for this room.
Well, coming in at 85 mil, not feeling too bad. Number 7, Howard Stern.
Of course.
The king of serious radio.
I love him too.
You know,
and I love him. For it. So great for him. Mm-hmm.
I was surprised at number six. Kevin Hart at number six. Oh. He's made more now. He surpassed Jerry Seinfeld.
Shocking.
And I'm sure that comes from the pull that his name brings into like movie theaters. Mm-hmm. You know, if you say Kevin Hart, starring Kevin Hart, it's going to be the number one film of the year. And that's where most of the money comes from.
And not many people can do that with film these days unless you're already like a veteran of film, you know?
Right.
So for Kevin Hart to be able to do that. Go for it.
I didn't have an idea who he was until I saw Ride Along 2 posters, and I didn't even know that there was a Ride Along 1. So I was just like looking around, and I'm like, who is this? Like, what is this movie? And then everyone was like, oh, it's Kevin Hart. And I had no idea who he was, and he has like 30 million Twitter followers.
I had
no idea who he was.
His live comedy tours as well.
He sold out
Madison Square Garden.
How I first saw him with stand-up.
They said that he had almost 100 shows this year, and he makes an average of just under $1 million per show.
Wow.
He definitely does not stop working.
Yeah.
No wonder his ex-wife is still smiling.
Who's at number
five? She's actually number five on the list.
She is. She is very close to him.
Yes.
Okay, so number five is another star of the soccer world, which right next to Lionel Messi, it shows how much money these guys are making. It's Cristiano Ronaldo. And I will say that I see him all the time in, like, the tabloids of just, like, pop culture.
Yes. That's how we know him.
Yes.
His Instagram is one of the top viewed of the year, too. Like, there's one picture of him with some cup, I don't know. And that's, like, one of the most...
Defined cup. Like,
there's a lot of those, too.
He means 20-year-old model in a bikini. That's what most of Cristiano Ronaldo's pictures are with.
Yeah, pretty much. Number four really irritated me. I can't with any part of number four. Dr. Phil.
Ooh.
I can't with any of that.
I'm holding up the poop emoji right now. Barely a doctor.
With a vengeance, too.
He owns and produces The Doctors as well, his show. He's got a very good deal. He also launched some app, Doctors on Demand.
Yes.
It would help if he was a real doctor,
right?
Allegedly.
Doesn't that just blow your mind? I just, the whole thing gets me feeling some type of way. Because I'm like, really, Dr. Phil?
Well, an old roommate of mine, who I'd rather not bring up, but he used to work for Dr. Phil, and he said a lot of things about what went on there.
A lot of nightmares.
Yeah, a lot of nightmares. And there's a lot of that recent actress he had on.
Oh, my gosh.
The old lady.
Oh, Shelley DeVoe.
Who's, like, clearly, like has, like, you know, mental health issues, and, like, exploiting that. Like, he's very much for that sweeps period. Like,
absolutely.
Just, like, throwing everything out there, even if it's not on the up and up. Mm-hmm. So I don't have much respect for Dr.
Dirty.
Yeah. And yet my grandmother watches that show and I yell at her every time she talks about it. Like, I told you to stop watching it.
My Grammy loves
it is
him.
So juicy.
It's that is his demographic.
That must be the demographic.
The Grammys.
It's horrible. Mm. It's one of those shows that you feel like you have to like scrub down afterwards.
It's gross.
Like that Tori Spelling BS.
And yet he has no shame.
That is very true.
No shame.
I'm sure he's an awful person in real life.
I don't see his record being that great.
Yeah.
Number three, author and publisher James Patterson. He's written a lot of books.
Oh, yeah.
He's credited with Zoo on CBS, or at least have written the book. I thought that was Stephen King, but
I don't know him.
Oh, really? Oh, I like him, and he has a lot of books that are made into movies and series.
Yeah,
and stuff. So I think he gets a lot of input from that. Yeah,
mm-hmm. So someone different from like the landscape, not just like
switch it up.
It's not like Mariah. Like, you know, it's not gonna happen.
Hey, humans read still.
Well, number two isn't very progressive, but at 110 million, the top earning boy band, One Direction, came in, and they just wrapped up their tour earlier this year, and that's minus Zayn and all that, and they still made $110 million, so.
I get it.
But they're the only ones that have to split it, what, four ways now?
Yeah. They cut out
They cut out the fat with Zayn, and now they're just like...
And he probably made, otherwise he would be on this list, but he couldn't have made too much less than that.
No. He had a good year. He had that song.
That
one I don't remember the name of, but I sang it when I was in my car. He had that one, and that was good.
Yeah. And him and Taylor are about to come out with a new song for the new 50 Shades movie. They released a little teaser.
That's going to be dangerous.
Oh, yeah, I heard that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
You know what's funny, side note about boy bands, is I wonder, like, you know, the dollar exchange in years. Like, okay, so in 1998, when NSYNC was blowing up everything, yeah, they were like breaking all the charts, and now here we are, you know, 20 years later, and One Direction is breaking the charts. But if we were to equate the value of the dollar, who really wins? Who really wins?
Good question.
In the boy band category.
I can only think that the BSB versus NSYNC battle that we all grew up with fueled those two particular boy bands to the top forever.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I just think that, you know, if the Beatles would have had a rivalry, they maybe would have sold even more albums.
Interesting.
They were like a band from the 60s, guys.
I was
all right. Come close, because it's time for number one. Uh-oh. The highest earner at $170 million. Taylor Swift.
Somebody younger.
Yeah, it is someone younger.
Automatically hate.
Yeah, we all couldn't take it.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of felt the same way. I'm like, well, good for her, I guess. But like,
I'm not surprised.
Her, but at least she's not an awful person.
I mean, that tour, that what the hell was its name? The 1989 World Tour. It brought in $250 million.
Damn.
So,
can you imagine being worth $170 million?
Like, that's just how much she made in the year.
Well, oh my god.
Yeah, exactly. That's not even what she's worth.
No. It's a lot.
It's
She's got a deal with Diet Coke, Keds, and Apple.
Keds? That's such a...
Stop trying to make Keds happen.
I know.
They're not going to happen.
It's done. It's done, Taylor.
I lose a lot of respect when I see someone in Keds. I just...
Well, Grant, no street food, no Keds.
Yeah. No street food. No, I have a lot of rules in life.
Care about,
a lot of rules.
Care for Barbalotas.
This is why I told my husband he couldn't bring canned beer to the party.
We have bottled beer.
Grant's
rants
is next level. Okay.
Rants.
Next level.
Well, let's keep it going, and let's look at the nominees for the Barbara Walters Award for not knowing when to hang it up.
This is going to be so good.
Yeah, let's take a look at them. First, I had to say Mariah Carey.
Oh.
This year with her, I think it's, it might be kind of time for her to reevaluate, perhaps hang up a few parts of her life. The billionaire boyfriend is over.
Yes.
Very public, overdone with. Then she got this new boyfriend, which there's a lot of rumors about, to say the least.
Tanaka?
Yeah, well, I guess. And then
the backup dancer?
Yeah, the backup dancer.
Is it a boyfriend or just a fling, though?
I think it's just someone she's shoving in her ex's face.
Well, that makes it even sad, though.
Did anyone see the strange footage surface of her in DJ Khaled, too?
No.
It was like Snapchat. You know, of course
the DJ.
It was archived via Snapchat. But that happened, and, like, I don't know what that was about. But then I was like, but DJ Khaled just had a baby with some other woman, and, like, what's happening there?
Oh, yeah.
It was the whole thing. Mariah's on, she's just on a tear.
There were those desperate photos of her at the beach having that boyfriend carry her around, and then there were photos of her after, like, going through the paparazzi camera, deleting and picking which photo she wants to be released.
Oh, well, do you remember, so the picture of him holding her at the beach is exactly the same pose that Nick and her famously had a picture of. So Nick posted on Instagram the original picture that looked the exact same, and he was like, this is how you do it.
Nick Cannon, who cares?
Well,
Mariah, I mean,
her
I thought you were better than this.
Her show didn't rate very well.
No, her show didn't rate.
It got like 1.2 live.
Yeah.
Something, 1.3.
You know, but she.
How was that for E?
I guess I just come from an era where she was the end-all be-all.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah.
Because she's in this weird kind of like limbo, I feel like, where she's sort of revered on this iconic level, which is great, but it's almost like she's entering like Michael Jackson territory, and this is what I mean.
In
Michael,
the weirdness?
Yes. Michael Jackson was like icon forever. Like everyone loves him, everyone celebrates him, it's fantastic. But he never was really like releasing good music. He wasn't really like in the scene for what he originally, you know, was famous for.
Yeah.
So he sort of just like plateaued on this like strange icon level. And I feel like Mariah is inching very quickly to that level of like, what are you doing? You're just like parading in strange outfits.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening?
The reality show is, I mean, I think many would argue is beneath her.
Yeah.
To do a reality show.
Grant, it's a docu-series. No, I've said this. I said the only thing differentiating it from a reality show is the fact that she just breaks the fourth wall all episode.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I think that can qualify it as a docu-series.
She's very aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's so weird about her is she's like the highest, like doesn't she have like the most albums sold for whatever? She breaks all these records.
Most female
singles. But I don't
singles.
Know anyone who likes her.
Like,
Who loves her?
I like her for the long. I don't care about her music. I never care about her psycho crazy, like in a bathtub on Cribs. Like that's what I like Mariah for. Yeah. It's like she's crazy.
I never that TRL appearance.
Oh, yes.
When she was losing her mind.
When she took her shirt off.
Yes.
The charm bracelet.
Yes. All right. Well, Mariah may have to hang it up, but there's a few others I'm gonna have to.
Oh, she's worth $520 million.
Oh, Mariah.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Chump change.
Well, then that's a good place to stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Kanye West. He might have to hang it up.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I mean, at least take a year off. I mean, this year has been really not good for him, that wife of his, the other one. And
Felicity Starr.
Potential ex-wife soon, maybe. That's what I'm hearing.
He's very angry. I mean, the rant to the VMAs, the Ellen moment, where she lost control of her own show, which is like... What?
That was
like
the most uncomfortable thing I've watched.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it was not good. Yeah. And so then he's like, oh, I didn't vote, but if I did, you know who I would vote for. We don't need to say it on the show. We all know. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know. Then the recent 5150 incident. I mean, I think it might be time to like reevaluate if maybe this isn't for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is like very serious. Mm-hmm. The whole time that reports kept coming out, he's still in the hospital. I'm like, what is happening? At first I thought maybe it was like overblown, maybe it was like a publicity stunt, something. And then he was in the hospital for like a week.
Yeah. Or like a week and a half. He had to make it look good for the insurance claim.
Yes.
That's what I say.
So many conflicting feelings about this. I'm like, is he really insane? Is this like some sort of strange like Kardashian cover? Is this like a Paris repeat of like the stolen jewels? Like, are they just on this publicity tear of like...
I would hope
just
not.
Opulence I would and hope craziness? Not too. I don't know.
Maybe I'm naive, but I believe the Paris thing really happened.
I do
think
too.
Changed her for good. And I think he genuinely has, like, he's having a psychotic break. Yeah. They wouldn't let you stay in the hospital for a week.
I mean,
no, he's trying to.
It's major.
Yeah,
he's trying to one-up Misha Barton.
Who's that?
I forgot about that disaster.
That's about the pitch of Misha Barton's gotten a lot.
Misha Barton is so happy we're talking about her right now.
Shade.
Her ears are burning right now.
Well, I have to throw a housewife on this list. I have to. And I will always throw shade at the way of NeNe Leakes. Mm-hmm. I think she really needs to hang it up. The writing is on the wall, in my opinion. She had alleged contract disputes where she couldn't do Atlanta Housewives. Whatever, not missing her on that show. But come on, I mean, you know, how greedy can you be on a Real Housewives? You're not on an HBO show. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, the ego with her is just out of control.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I don't like people that are not humble. She's on a comedy tour now. She's on Fashion Police, I guess, here and there.
Yeah.
But she's not acting. Ryan Murphy isn't working with her anymore. And she had that show that she was supposed to do, like, a road trip with Kim Zolciak.
Yeah, that you've been hearing about for years.
Yeah,
which
road
I was
to
looking
riches.
Forward to very much.
Well, Bravo dropped that like a hot potato.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. So it's on hold indefinitely.
Like a hot Miami housewife?
Yep. So, NeNe, I'm not a fan of you. I really think that, you know, she claims that she's this actress. She's this huge ego. And, I mean, I don't know what she's acting on. She was on that show, The New Normal, about, what, 4 years ago. And in a bit part.
For, like, one season
I
or
mean,
something.
You know,
she
wants
canceled,
you to think she's up there with, like, the Kate Winslets of the world. You know, I mean, it's like... With
not,
that one.
NeNe
no.
did do Broadway. She was in Cinderella.
I'm not giving her credit on that.
You left that out, right?
And it breaks. This whole NeNe story breaks my heart because.
You're a fan of NeNe?
Originally, I loved her.
Yeah,
loved her.
I get it.
Like, I just thought she was so wonderful, and I loved her and Kim Zolciak's friendship on Housewives of Atlanta. I was just, like, all about that. And then when they parted ways, like, my heart broke a little. And then when she started getting, like, all crazy on another level, thinking she was above everyone, I was like, come on, girl. Bring it back down. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And she just, like, keeps going on it, and it's very sad.
It's a turnoff. It's a turnoff to me. Yeah.
I want the old NeNe. I want the old NeNe with, like, the strange wigs, you know?
I don't like people
that
take themselves
that
seriously.
That was my girl.
Especially when you're on the Housewives. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway.
Quit biting the hand that feeds you. Mm-hmm. We love you. Bring it back down to earth.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The next nominee is Madonna.
Oui.
Madonna, are you ready to hang it up?
Yeah.
I mean, look, her kids... disaster with the kids, with the custody, at what country they're going to be in. Lackluster Prince tribute. Remember that at the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
Wasn't that great. She's been notoriously very late for concerts, like hours late, and just shows up at when she feels like it. Another ego. And her behavior on that carpool karaoke. Did you see that?
I mean, but the leg.
I thought it was fabulous. I'm not going to lie.
I was there for her putting her leg up in every... Gosh,
I was there
way.
For her.
I don't want to be ageist and all that because everyone throws her age into it, but I'm like, Jay,
wait,
I know,
wait,
you, I know you're not
thing,
on the
call her the thing, Grant.
No.
She's a what? She's a woman.
A woman of a certain age.
I love it when he says that.
but Madonna, the real, and really, I mean, how much longer will you keep it up?
Yeah.
You know, with the tight pants and now the alleged booty enhancements. It's like you're laying yourself from making a successful, smooth transition into an older performer.
No, she's like a science project. It's kind of cool.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I
not
have
even
to say
that she looks. I mean, you could. Everyone has their opinions about whether she looks good or bad. But it sort of seems like an experiment in aging.
Mm-hmm. Aging backwards, maybe.
Yes.
I was desperately trying to age backwards.
Look, as a woman, I sort of feel, I don't know, protective about female aging. And I feel like every woman's prerogative to age how they want to age. I think that Madonna, if she feels 20 in her soul, she has every right to try everything she wants to do to be looking 20 or whatever she's trying to do.
And
so,
date those 20-year-old boys.
You know, right, girl? So I'm just trying to say that there may be some haters, but I was kind of about it. I kind of liked it. I liked the carpool karaoke. She put her foot on the ceiling in her yoga pose. Like, I mean, I was there for it. I just really, I was like, girl, all
right,
do all you, right. Madonna. Do
well,
you. I'm fine with
it. The results are going to be interesting to see who's going to win this. Everyone's going to defend her at this table, except Nene.
No, I agree with you. But the thing is with these, you know, with these artists, I always hold like their earlier career when they were revered at heart. So I don't care what they do now. I don't give a crap what Mariah does on her His and Hers yacht on the show. I don't care what Madonna does in the car with James. Like, I still just, I don't know.
I know that's true. You still see the Vita on that balcony.
Yes.
When they were
that's
singing,
like me with Britney, though. You just forgive everything. You,
see,
you know,
though?
You get everything. Yeah,
you
I get
it too.
You do.
Yeah,
and
do.
I just
I understand. I got you.
Yes. And I want to bring up a quick point, too. I had a very hard time this year with David Bowie's passing.
Mm-hmm.
It touched me on a very deep level, and it was hard. But when I think about it, it's like, okay, we all think of him in his heyday of, like, Ziggy Stardust. And,
yep.
like, you know, kind of, like, his hits that we all love and remember. So, really, it's sort of like he, as an artist, was gone long ago. So, like, Madonna and any of these other people, they had their heyday in the 90s, the 80s, whatever, you know, whatever it was. And it's like now we're sort of just seeing, like, the fallout.
Yeah.
In the best way possible. I mean this with, you know, a lot of love.
Because you still have respect for what they've done.
Absolutely.
Now, that's why it's like Mariah can get up and maybe botch. You know, she doesn't have her five.
Uh-huh.
Range register anymore, but like I still respect.
But it's like it doesn't matter because we still love her on the level that she peaked at, you know?
Yes. Well, the last nominee, perhaps he has already peaked, the Biebs.
Ooh.
Is it time to hang it up with him? Because he won't do meet and greets anymore. He does not like.
We have our
Biebs
defender.
No, I think his music now is better than when it was.
I agree.
But as a performer, though, I mean, he's over it. He doesn't take pictures with fans. He told them to stop cheering and singing to his music. He's he quit Instagram. I mean, it's like, you know, maybe you should just hang it up then, because you don't enjoy your life as a mega celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And
maybe
he's just
you hang
such
it up.
A jerk. Like, just don't be so mean
well,
to people who love you.
He's 22.
Yeah.
And all he's known is fame.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think what he needs to do is take a break and go to college.
Well, that wouldn't end
remove
well.
Himself.
I'm right.
No,
there.
I don't think that. I think
that is
the,
what he should do.
Could he? Well, could he is a different conversation.
Yes.
But should he? Yes. And I think that'll mature his ass up real quick.
He should Jodie Foster.
You need
to go to a good school.
Yes.
And he won't end up a drug addict. Crazy
yes.
Person.
You need to level down. You need to get educated. You need to be among the people and just live a life.
Mm-hmm.
Live a normal life. See what it is to live like the rest of us.
Exactly.
Okay, Bieber.
And then he'll
appreciate
it.
Yes.
Things. Not fun.
No. And then in 5 years when he has his bachelor's.
Because we know he's going to be a fifth year.
When he has his bachelor's. Then he can come back with his comeback album and we will all love him, you know? And he'll have a new approach to the world and a new respect for his fans.
Yeah, and the fans will age
life
with
coach.
Him.
Yeah,
the fans will age with him, so they'll be at that state. Like, I feel like a lot of, like, young Britney fans now are in adulthood and they can relate to just, like, maybe not to the extremes that Britney had, but it's like they grow with them. So, like, Bieber's fans, I think, would follow him. Because they already changed from, like, the little long hair in his face, like, kid to this, like, tattooed on his face person. So... they were still into it, so... Yeah.
What do you think he would major in? Just on his 5-year
Good question! Oh, that needs to be a social media poll. What would the Biebs
something
major in?
Something easy, like horror films?
Yeah, like communications.
Yeah.
Liberal arts.
Liberal arts.
That would be a general liberal arts.
Psychology.
Well, the nominees one more time. Mariah Carey, Kanye West, NeNe Leakes, Madonna, and Justin Bieber. Blake will be tallying the scores. And so it's going to take some time, so please think... Take this seriously. Come on.
We are great.
I have my vote.
Vote like your country depends on it.
Oh, yeah, I know. This is it's the second most important election of the year. Hurry up. We'll be back with the results. But first, we have a special small segment before we do that. So we'll be right back with more rants at this holiday party. Here we go. Woo!
You're listening to Grant's Rants. Please rate, subscribe, and share. Spread the word. There are a lot more rants to come. Listen anytime on all major podcasting platforms and YouTube for bonus content. And now, back to the show.
And we're back with the holiday panel. And at the opening of the show, we had a special opening, and it says that we're broadcasting from Studio G in West Hollywood, California. And I just want to give a shout out to my own house. No, my new apartment that I is this is the official unveiling. It's been like Chateau Charest around here. Trying to get this up anyway. It's taken her 5 years, but it's taken me about 5 months to get this studio done. But literally I threw away my last box today. Finally moved in, and I'm very happy. So this is a good place to have the party, and it's fun and all that good stuff.
Congrats.
So I'm glad to
yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
Cheers.
We've had quite a few podcasts already here that it's been the soft launch, basically. But, you know, now's the real deal. Well, look who's here. It's Justin Heath, the longest, most guested guest.
Episode 2, is that true?
Oh, yes.
Maybe.
Yes, you have been around. Where the heck did I put it? 2, 8, 13, 15, and 25
Wow.
We've got a lot of the panels. A lot of the panels.
He's the MVP.
He's around, Brad.
Should we put him on the hang it up?
Where was he on the ballot?
With a sweeping tally.
Most guested guest, just like Joan Rivers was on Wendy Williams. Just
really?
Interesting fact.
Aww.
Yes.
Did she die in 2016 too, or was that 2015?
No, yeah.
Well, this year they settled the estate. Very interesting. We talked about that on the show. You have to look it up.
Take a listen.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, the results are in, but we're still tabulating. So just, you know, give us a few minutes before we get to these results. But
any
first, we are...
we're looking into it. Looking into
Russia.
It.
This is going to be a legit election on this show. A legit thing. Yep. So let's take a look at a little gift swap. Grant's Rants Holiday Gift Swap. There's been a box in the middle of the table on this show.
I noticed that!
And there's been a bunch of gifts. I hope you're all grateful. I've spent a lot of money. I've spent too much money on these gifts. So please take, open the box, and all of you, please take a gift.
What's in the box?
Grant,
and we're going to
are these from Oprah's Favorite Things?
Nobody's interested in Oprah's Favorite Things. Some of these are car price worthy.
I love it.
So everyone take a
look. So exciting. Oh my goodness.
And we're going to take a look.
And we should look at them?
Yeah, go ahead, take a look.
Okay. Oh, goodness gracious.
How many are
you? I was very generous, and I hope that you appreciate it.
There's one left if anybody wants it.
Okay, well, I'll take it.
I'm not even sure what this is.
I bought it. Why not?
Right?
Oh, this is a good one. All right, so let's take a look.
What is this?
Let's take a look at who's got what. Jesse, what did I gift you?
Grant, thank you. Thank you so much.
Keep in mind, these are from Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop gift card.
Oh, no.
So there's a lot of money.
That's right.
To
it all makes sense.
Yes.
Gwyneth.
Well, I've been given the unbeatable gift of the Moss Wall Garden, priced at $5.99.
Okay.
$500.
Yeah,
$599. I spent a lot of money. So
yeah, no decimal in that. $599. Yeah. It is preserved moss wall garden. It contains an array of mood and reindeer moss. It's very festive, very in season, with dried greens hanging inside a wood frame. A miniature landscape with gentle rolling hills of moss that beckon and soothe you, while its subtle shades of green evoke simplicity and peacefulness.
This sounds fabulous.
I'm
so
sold, honey.
I am so sold.
Like a meditation space.
Yeah.
You know. It's so you're welcome, by the way, for the wall of moss.
Grant, you are so generous.
Gwyneth,
I checked the leads to figure out where I'm going to put it up. So.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Gwyneth had a hand in that. Christy, how about you?
Well, I think mine's a little bit on the cheaper end here at $140.
Oh, a bargain.
Which is appropriate because I'm a big bargain shopper. This is the Elaine Aslan Brigitte B limited edition skateboard. Makes great wall art if skating isn't their thing.
Okay.
Limited edition of only 100, and there is a big butt on this skateboard.
Yes.
I don't quite know how else to say it. This is the back end of a lady painted on this skateboard for $140.
A big, large bubble butt.
Those are injected.
And
Madonna.
And with a tiny waist.
If you look
is
at
it Madonna?
If
you see the model?
Photo,
nope. It's, oh my God, Becky.
If you look at the placement on this photo and you think of where you would put the tires, or the you know, I mean, not tires, what is it they call them? The rollers?
Right.
The wheels.
Yeah.
The wheels.
we got there.
The wheels would be in a very peculiar place.
Grant's our in-house skateboard expert.
Yes, clearly.
Tony Hawk himself.
Yeah, so you know, some art, some fresh art. You know, Christy does a lot of projects. You can do it. You can do a stand-up in front of that. That would be eye-catching on YouTube. There you go.
This is true. Or I could break my neck trying to skateboard.
Christy, you're welcome.
Either way, I see a lot of views in your future, Christy.
Yeah.
All right,
thank
Noah.
Thank yous in the mail, Grant.
Come close. What
I
did you receive?
You've been pretty generous. A Microsoft HoloLens valued at $3,000.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, now I'm mad.
Oh,
mixed reality blends holograms your 3D digital content into your physical world. Virtual reality immerses you in a simulated world. Is this like Westworld? Did you do this because I work in a
Westworld? Did you invent this? What's going on?
This is from Microsoft. This is so you can, it's basically, the subtext is you can interact with holograms.
Is it like virtual reality?
That's implicit of too many things. I don't. Augmented reality overlays digital world, digital information on top of your real world.
So you could pull up, you could say like pull up globe, and then there's like a like Star Wars style like holographic globe. Very useful. Oh. Very useful. You could interact with monsters.
Do. That is the
why
future.
Don't you like Grant gifted this to you because he wants one.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with that. I got enough nonsense to deal with and to deal with the hologram in my own house.
I can't figure out how to work my iPhone.
I don't need anything else to contend with.
You brought a skateboard with us.
I don't need anything else to contend with.
Well, I'll probably just sell it on eBay.
You can have my mom.
That's smart.
No,
that
you're welcome.
Next
you're
level.
Welcome for that very expensive gift.
Yeah.
Fern, what did you receive? Anything
you
interesting?
You are so sweet, Grant. You gave me the Ruby's boobies door? Whatever that... What's door? D-O-R-A?
It's French, I think.
Okay, Doré.
It's
We have to call up Gwyneth. Get her. Blake, call her, please.
We gotta ask her for pronunciation.
She's dialing now.
She's actually on her way. Yeah.
At $507, made in gold-plated silver, this ruby-encrusted bust pendant is deeply luxurious and adorably tongue-in-cheek. You are so sweet to honor my boobs. You know, I'm a woman of a certain age. I'll be getting a mammogram this year. Thank you!
May I see that?
It's two boobs. With the rubies in the place of where the details would be.
Wow.
The details.
You know what I mean?
The details.
The details.
That right there.
That's
a safe
word for
me. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Your details.
A beautiful bust to wear on top of your own.
On top of a beautiful bust.
I was so hoping a gay man would get that. It's okay. It's okay.
The odds were. Yeah, the odds were there.
Whoa, wait. Okay, so I actually have.
Justin, what do you have?
From you, Grant. Audrey pasties. They're black pasties.
Yes.
Black nipple pasties.
Those are from a very expensive store. Agent Provocateur.
$165.
Jean Provocateur.
Yes.
Cause a sensation in. A new star of the season, Audrey. These black disc pasties are made from nude leather, topped with black French Levers lace. At their center are small rose gold rings from which matching draped chains drape seductively.
Oh.
See,
so,
this chains and this jewelry
price on
aspect.
Well, I know Janet's going to be a mom, but this sounds like it's right up her alley.
Wow. Yeah, I love a good Janet joke. Oh.
Wait, who?
Janet Jackson.
Janet, did you give birth to that child yet? She's been pregnant for about a year and a half.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I mean, another excuse to hold off the tour, guys.
Yeah, pretty much. So some pasties.
She called Kanye for advice.
How much were those pasties? I like to shout out how much I spent. Okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm wearing them now.
I'm a fan.
Blake has them on.
I'm loving them.
The shade is perfect.
I'm just living, honey. Yeah.
You know, put your shirt down.
Yeah, right?
You know, obviously.
I thought I'd show them off for this holiday party.
Put that bus necklace on and we're good.
I spent a lot of time online shopping for you guys.
Yeah.
So I saw something I had to get myself. Mm-hmm. And this one comes from my idol, Lena Dunham. Can't stand her. I can't stand Lena Dunham. There's an award coming for her. It's coming up. I mark my words. But Lena had something to do with this. You treat yourself around the holidays. You know, $6,850 for a charming and luxurious new dog/pet pendant necklace. The origin story has the twists and turns, evolving an old world craft, a good luck charm, and a celebrity invention by the Lena Dunham. And it is a photo of a deceased pet to wear around your neck. That is painted lovely for $6,000.
Wow.
$6,000.
Now, I had a lovely bird, Dolores. She is memorialized in this feather I have on the wall.
Oh.
And I have Lena right now is painting herself, Dolores, so I can wear it around my neck. So I think it's a nice gift. Do you know what I mean?
And $6,000. Treat yourself.
Listen, exactly. I have a really weird tattoo that's an homage to an old pet that looks disgusting that people think is a disease.
Oh,
so I'm going to go ahead and say that maybe the pendant, not such a bad idea.
Yes.
True story.
Blake, my co-host for this episode, what have you received?
Okay, so I want to first preface this whole scenario by saying that Gwyneth clearly has the female form on the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because my gift, which thank you so much, Graham, because I'm really going to put this to use, is the Saletti toilet paper butt table.
What?
At a mere $416, clearly a budget price compared to your fantastic gift. A steal. Mm-hmm. $416. A digitally printed 27.5-inch H toilet table.
27.5 height.
Yes.
Like it's low to the ground.
Yes,
it's
exactly. It's very small. It's very small. But its sort of key explanation phrase is ace in the hole. And what we're looking at is a female buttocks with an ace card, like in a deck of cards, placed strategically in the butt crack.
It's being held in.
It's being held in. That's what we have. So I have many uses for this. Personally.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I email.
So,
let's hear all of them. Starting number one.
Let me line them up for you. I mean, this is clearly a fantastic choice on Gwyneth's part. This is really the spirit of Goop.
You know, that table, I wanted
one. Oh, you said Goop. You meant, yeah.
You know, that table, I wanted one for myself.
Yeah.
I had spent so much money on this pet pendant that I couldn't afford it. So,
yeah.
True story, I emailed my grandmother. And I said to her, I'd like you to buy me this table for my new apartment for Christmas, or I'm not speaking to you for the new year. She wrote back and she said, this is all real, she said, I tried to order that table for Christmas, but, with two T's, for their order department is SN, and it has to be back ordered.
I love her.
Who's granny? Who's granny does that?
That's amazing.
I love it.
She's the best.
I wanted to see what she would say. I just sent it to her like in the middle of the day. I was like, I'm not buy it or I'm not. We're not speaking. And she took it seriously.
I feel like you need to do like a Graham's rant segment.
Yes.
Sometime.
Shout out, Granny or June Flory, as she's listed on Grant's rants, will be Granny to me. Will be doing the New Year special.
Okay.
She's going to be
She's
going to be setting us all straight, giving advice to celebrities, screaming her way into the new year.
So, yes.
Get ready for that.
Fabulous.
That's the next
Hit that
show to
subscribe
come
button
yes,
so y'all don't
yes.
miss it.
What's her Twitter?
JuneBug1929.
She has it.
I love it. I love it. And I love my new bedside table.
Yes. All right, Jay.
Thank you, Grant.
Jay, I want to know, what did I get you? I was very generous.
I'm not saying that you played favorites, but I clearly came out on top here because I got an $8,300 20-foot yurt. Very functional. It's a Mongolian yurt adapted to North American conditions. It's 3,000 years of development. Now,
that is an investment of time.
Yeah, I can move out on this and I can live in a yurt instead of park it right in Los Angeles.
What the hell is a yurt?
It's a tent. It's like a,
It's like a large weatherproof tent from Mongolia.
You guys can stay. It's 25.
I was going to give it to you tonight at the end of the show. My apartment is just too small to hold it.
Yeah. I will take it happily. So, yes. Thank you very much. That's a very generous gift.
What a ridiculous gift. What kind of, that is a useless gift idea. You know what I mean? Who is in the market to give? What would you do with receiving a yurt? I mean, you know, you can let me know.
Now, I thought that they were used more for, like, spiritual awakenings.
Yes. Very like vague. Rituals.
Yes. Yes. Like, you heat them up. Am I wrong with this?
I think you're right, because it's, like, insulated, it's weatherproof.
No. Right? It's a place for husbands to go and watch football.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a man cave.
There's an 8K on that, just to
there's
get
also,
a wall around.
Well worth it. There's also a place in Big Sur, California, where you can go and you literally rent a yurt to stay in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a thing, but for an individual to receive as a gift?
Yes.
Is it like what you go on when you do like ayahuasca and have your whole experience?
I think so.
Like, is that what you?
I think so.
I mean, you can bring it to like Burning Man.
Yes. That's exactly where I'm going with my new yurt.
Yes. Well, I hope you all enjoyed Grant's Rants Goop Gift Guide Gift Swap.
So
we looked at everyone's gifts, right? Yes. I mean, the most ridiculous list. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. That time has come to announce the 2017 winner of the new Barbara Walters Award for not knowing when to hang it up. This is the most appropriate. Well, Sherry Shepherd is pretty clueless herself, so that ignorant award is a great match. But this one is even better. Keeping in touch with The View.
Yeah.
This Barbara Walters, really someone who doesn't know when to hang it up. Do you know if that 10 most fascinating rejects is coming on? Are they done with that?
Somebody just was talking about this, that they were chosen, but maybe that was last year.
It's this time of year, and I feel like
Schumer.
I haven't...
Amy Schumer was in her book talking about this. That was last year.
Okay.
That's a good point. Like, I haven't heard anything about it. It must not be coming.
She canceled her Oscar special, and maybe ABC canceled it. But I'm just saying, like, it's time for her to go. I mean... I can't with any part of her. We know how
I think
my favorite moment of you on AfterBuzz.
Every time I make one of our Walters.
For the Finding Prince Charming reunion. Was just like, because the prince was there and he's like, are you guys going to grill us? And his co-host was like, no, we're not Barbara Walters and Grant's
fan. Yeah, thank God. I'm not a fan.
That's the nicest thing I could have to say for Barbara. Anyway, Barbara.
It must have been. I don't remember.
Well, Barbara, one of these people should follow in your footsteps. Let's take a look at the results. Blake has been so busy. She broke a sweat over this. Because it's serious.
Her pasties are falling off.
So true. And my ballot is very secure. I'd like everyone to know this was very serious. Everyone has been accounted for here at Grant's Rants.
Great.
We have wonderful results. I'd like to break them down quickly for you all.
Please do. Blake, have the floor. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Okay, so first of all, two of our nominees received no votes at all. So these are people who really are untouched. People don't mind them. These are people who could exist in our worlds for much longer. These include Mariah Carey and Madonna.
Good.
Really?
So, okay. Yes, yes.
Keep it on the hook, ladies. Don't hang it up.
There you go. Which, on a personal level, I'm okay with because I'm about an aging lady, okay? Let's just put it out there. Okay, so coming in second place with two votes each are NeNe Leakes and Justin Bieber. So though, there we go. So those among us feel very equally that both of those could really let it go.
Start to think about hanging it up.
Exactly. Now, with a glaring sweeping of the ballot, this is our winner of who really needs to hang it up in 2017.
Announcing the recipient for the Barbara Walters Award for not knowing when to hang it up
is Kanye West!
Yes! Ooh.
Kanye West wins. Yes, he was by far the winner. And, you know, I... Since I'm relaying this award, I got to take my moment on the podium to say I couldn't agree more.
How about like a finish?
Yes! For that reason, exactly. So he needs perfect. To take a breather. Things are not going well for him. No. He and the Kardashians, as my Grammy likes to call them, need to just take a moment.
I approve.
And figure out their game plan. You know what I'm saying? They just need to get on the same page.
He at least needs a moment.
He needs a moment.
I agree. Yeah.
We would not want to rob them of a game plan.
No. They need to take this new year to just really like tighten it up, rein it in. I think he's you know,
congratulations, Kanye, on making it into the Grants Rants Hall of Fame with the like of Sherry Shepherd as your neighbor now.
He did it.
They're in good standing.
High prestige to hold.
Very high honors.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for listening to our holiday party panel. I hope you learned a lot. I hope there was a lot to be learned from this very deep show, from the yurt to the bus.
You guys are invited to my yurt for New Year's.
To Rush Limbaugh making a lot of money. Very important stuff.
Yeah.
So let's take a moment and wish everyone happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a new year. And like I said, we'll be back with my grandmother telling us how to live in the new year.
So excited.
So thank you all for coming in, and we'll see you all in 2017. Happy New Year.
This has been Grants Rants. Follow us on Twitter at Grants_Rants. Cover art created by Howie Roney. Voiceover by Blake V. Media. The Grant Michael Collection 2016.